to the Creator Coco podcast. I'm your host, Ian Wambaye. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's Creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, we talk to Kenyan artist King Trucker about why it's important to read books, working for free or for exposure, focusing on yourself and building your audience, learning how to learn, and also the difference between an EP, an LP, and an album. I hope you learned something that helps you become a better creator. So when you say you feel like you're growing, you feel like you can sense a difference between who you are in the past and who you currently are. You can feel like you're learning new things that you didn't know before.
Yeah. I'm learning to definitely not think like life is comfortable, because like you need to be uncomfortable for you to even like make it and chase your dreams. You're not supposed to be comfortable at all, because happiness is not like something you possess. It's something you're supposed to chase after. It's not something like you can have. So yeah, you should just like learn how it's like to be in an uncomfortable situation for you to even like prosper in anything you want to set your mind to. Plus, the you just find yourself like listening to like books and things that normally you wouldn't because you're comfortable, but now you're not comfortable. So basically, you just find yourself listening to like things that actually help you rather than just like watching movies and stuff like that.
And actually, what you've just said is extremely important. That is, like, people who read books are above people who don't read books. Because in books, there's so much knowledge that's hidden there. And that's where rich people are sharing information with each other. So if you're not reading books, you're not... I don't see how you're going to succeed. So tell me about these books which you've been reading also. You can recommend some to me. Maybe
yeah, I'd
be interested.
Currently I'm doing the How to Get Rich. I don't know whether it's a podcast or a book, but I think it's a book, because basically what it says is like you need to get skills. That the rich people are not rich because there's like three kinds of luck. There's rich people don't get rich because they were lucky or stuff like that. It's because they have skills. Like even in a billion universes, the guy is still going to be rich in 99.9% of them because he has skills and he wants to learn. If you drop him in a country where he doesn't speak English or something, you don't know him, he's still going to make his way to become rich because he has the skills. You can't take that away from someone. And that's what guys should aim for. Having skills that no matter which, wherever you are in the continent, no matter where you are, you still be valuable to people there and you'll be able to earn a living. I also learned the difference between wealth and rich and richness. Also, like, we should learn to be wealthy, not like rich, because wealthy is like when you make money, even when you're sleeping and stuff like that. That's wealth. Like, your money is just working for you. But richness is just like, yes, you're rich. You have the chains and the jewelry, but it's not making money. It's not making money for you. So basically, I'm just learning how to navigate finances and stuff like that. How, like, they were talking about how if you have a salary, it's really hard for you to be wealthy, because most of the people who even, like surgeon and everything, the only time they get, like, serious money is when they venture out into different businesses. You should have a different source of income, because, like, one source of income actually equals to between you and poverty is just one thing. You should have multiple sources. That will mean like will increase the distance between you and poverty if you have different sources of income.
Wow, that was amazing. What you've just mentioned is so important to learn, and I'm glad that you're even repeating these ideas to me, because they're so important. Like about wealth and money and how you need skills and how it's not about luck. It's not about waiting for someone else to come and save you. It's about you yourself being able to figure out and learn about people and know what does it mean to make money? How can I be a person who makes money, right?
Yeah. And also, like you know, sometimes like you say you want to move to a smaller house to save up or stuff like that. That's being dumb. Because like the only way you're gonna make it is like you make more money. It's not like about even saving and stuff like that. You need to make more money. Because I'm gonna like cashier myself this so I can save this. But like the only way you're gonna even get over that is if you make more money. Like aim to make more money, not like to cashier yourself things.
Yeah, you're right. Because a lot of people get stuck in that loop. Like you get out of school and you look for a job. Yeah.
But you say, I was saying, like you go to like a bedsitter, and then you're saying like, oh, I'll save more money if I go to a bedsitter and stuff like that. But like, there's so much like potential to make so much money out here. It's just intense. All you need is just the skills and just finding the like the right avenue for your skills to be like discovered, so you can make money from them.
And also the other aspect that I think is emphasized in How to Get Rich is that now using the internet, it's possible more than ever to make money. So people should be looking at the internet. Like if you want to start a business, you turn yourself into a product and you start creating media, or you start learning how to code, because those ones you can replicate as much as you want, right?
Yeah. Even like they were talking about how like if the whole world was like, everyone could just know like some basic coding, how everything will just be like easier for the, but like if everyone just learned how to do things, those would be so like, they'd make solutions for like problems we have now. That would be so easy if just people like wanted to learn, which I think like a lot of people like are skeptical or like don't really want to learn.
So that, does that mean that you're interested in writing code, or you've thought about doing something like that for yourself?
Yeah, I'm actually quite interested. But I'm in the process of learning Polar. I'm not gonna like dive into it like that, but I want to learn like basic coding. So at least I know like basic coding. I don't want to be like so advanced in it, but I want to like be able to like whenever I'm in a room with people talking about coding, at least I'm like able to flow in their wavelength, as in stuff like that.
So let me tell you that coding is awesome. It's very interesting. It's not nerdy or it's not weird. It's just an interesting thing. So over time, and don't worry, I know it's some of these ideas are complicated. Even music itself is complicated, and it takes years and years to learn it. So don't worry about it. As long as you have the passion and the interest and you see the value, that's what matters the most. Yeah, but I'm really happy. Like, this is amazing stuff that you're telling me. Is there any other book that you've read that you think is interesting?
Definitely there was like the other one of, what's his name? Forgot the author's name, but like I'm still reading it. Like, but it was like I stopped a couple of months ago though. So I started a new one. I'm like, finishing a book is hard for me. As in, I start it and then I find a better one. And when I start another one, I find it like really hard to go back to the previous ones that I was actually reading.
So first of all, don't worry about that. As long as you're always reading something that you're interested in, there's no problem with that. Also, one thing you should make sure you do, you should make reading a daily habit. You understand? Yeah. So don't sleep before you've read something, even if it's for 1 minute, even if it's for 5 minutes. Make sure you try and read something or listen to something. Do it every single day. So,
I hear you.
Yeah, don't miss any day. Because even me, I don't miss a day. Me, I'm reading every single day. So imagine how much information you can gain during that time.
Yeah, that's major though. It's a really good point.
Yeah. So I'm very proud of you. Okay, so that's amazing. So keep it up. I'm very happy about that. And now I want to switch gears a bit and talk about your music. You can tell me what you're currently up to, or what you've been up to recently, or how you're feeling about your music career so far. How are things going?
To be quite honest, I'm loving the response of my songs that they're getting, especially Lewandowski. I'm loving it so much. Yeah, in terms of my music, I think basically right now, I'm really struggling to balance between writing my own music and doing features. Because, like, I feel like I'm doing a lot of features, and it's really hard for me to even tell. Because most of these people, like, are my friends, and they want me to hop on their tracks. And it's hard for me to even ask them to, like, pay me for a feature, you understand? Because I'm an upcoming artist and stuff like that. And a lot of people tell me, use like your music, like take your music as a business where, like, you don't just do things for free, you understand? But, like, you have to understand, how do you separate your friends and stuff like that from, like, the actual business aspect of music? Because you don't look like a bad person. So basically, like, I feel like it's draining because your features, you have to write amazing bars and stuff like that, and stuff like, and a lot of creative process, like, you're taking a lot of time in writing those features, and then you come back to your music, you don't even, like, you've taken all the creative juice you had, and now, like, you have to go back to your music again. Then you find yourself like writing just like one verse, and then you choker because, like, you're so tired from all the features you've done. Like, I've done so many features, and it's really hard to even tell someone, like, okay, then put me as part of the song when you're posting it into, like, platforms and stuff like that, for me to get, like, at least royalties and stuff, because they don't even put you up there. And you're wondering how to go around it. Is it, like, if you're an upcoming artist, is it okay to, like, ask your fellow upcoming artists to pay you for features, to put you up, like, as part of the song? Because, like, I'm sure in future, if that song blows up, they'll make money, and it'll be, like, money that you're part of, and you're not even getting a cent. Yeah, so I'm really like, okay, it's more like a pissed off that, like, I'm like, but I'm still learning about the music business and stuff like that. But I think I'll be more cautious with, like, what features I'm doing and whether I'll be given credit or not, because it's really, like, bugging me a lot.
Okay, so I have a few responses to that. Thank you for sharing that. So the first thing there is, just as a tip in general in life, don't work for anyone for free, not now, and don't do it for anyone, basically. If this person is not willing to pay you, there's no need to work for them or do anything for them. And there are people who are currently our age, they're your age or they're my age, and they're making millions from their music. Like, there's people who are 21 in the US right now, and they're getting paid for every single thing, every single feature. So why are you any different? So first of all, increase your standards about yourself, and don't work for anyone else. And the reason why you don't want to do that is because you want to focus on your own work. Your own work and your own body of work is way more important than any features that you can do. People are not going to look at your features. They're going to be looking at, what has King Trocker, where's his music when you go to his Spotify or his Apple Music. That's what people are, that's what matters. And that, what matters is you, how you're going to present yourself and tell your story. So if you're focused on giving other people your own content, you're just being used by other people. And then you're not getting paid on top of that or given any recognition. So you're not even getting what you thought you were going to get. So don't work for likes, and don't work for views. You should work for money.
Okay, I hear you. And another thing is, like, what do you think about, like, doing competitions as an artist?
Competitions like which one?
Like cyphers and stuff like that, like competition about rapping and stuff like that, like rhythm and flow, stuff like this kind of competitions.
So that's cool. That's important to build your network. Like, if you're networking with the artists of your generation and you're networking with the artists who are there at that time, that's important to have a network, because it's much harder to do things by yourself. But the it comes back to the thing of working for free. So the reason why you feel pressure to work for this person for free is because you want to succeed, and you feel like if I partner with this person, my chances of succeeding increase. But the way I want you to think about it is that you're going to build your own audience, and you don't need anyone else. So don't rely on anyone else to give you a shout out. Come up with your own plan for getting an audience without needing anyone else to help you. Like, be like, whether or not you help me, I'm still going to succeed. Imagine being in that position. I personally, when I make music, I don't do any features because I don't make that kind of music, first of all. But at the same time, it's important to do things for your own self and not really care about anyone else, and try to build your own audience. So don't try to take a shortcut of jumping on someone else's bandwagon. Come up with your own detailed plan for how you'll succeed without help. And that will be your insurance, so that if someone decides to help you, yes, that's good for you, but you didn't need it to begin with.
Okay, I hear you.
So, what do you think about that? Does that help?
Yeah, it does a lot. I really appreciate it.
So then you make music. So that's what I was even about to ask. Are you releasing any more music, any albums? I've been waiting for you to make like a body of work, like a bunch of songs together and release them. Is that something you're working on? What's going on?
Currently, my folks moved to Shags and stuff. So basically, I'm trying to find my feet here, in Nairobi. So when I find my feet, I think I'll do an EP or something. Kind of, I'm just trying to balance first.
So also the other thing is, do you think that people in the music industry make money from their music?
Yeah, because Jose went for a music thing, and there's a guy who left there with 50 G's for one day. So basically, I think there is a way you can make money, but there is a way you can also be extorted money, just in any industry. There's so many cons, but I do believe you can make money, a lot of money from music, but it just depends on how you navigate through the waters of music. Because I've actually seen with my own eyes guys getting bank from this thing.
By bank, do you mean 50 G's?
A day, yes.
So 50 G's. And how many gigs is that? And how many gigs can you have in a month?
Yeah?
How many gigs can you have in a month?
Depending on your popularity.
Yeah.
You can have a gig four times a week, five times a week, in different places. Kiambu, you can be called in the Mombasa. That's where you see people artists traveling. I have a friend of mine. This guy gets gigs on a regular, and that's good money though.
So let me put it like this: 50 G's is not a lot of money, in general. It's not real money. It's not the kind of money that it's not the kind of money that you want. You can it's possible as a musician or just as a businessman in general to make much, much more than that. That's not a lot of money. And when you get there, you're still going to be struggling because you're still going to have to pay your rent. You're still going to have to do X and Y and Z. You're not going to be rich based on five shows and you're making 50k per show. That's still not enough for you to make money. So do you think there are other ways they make money, or is that the only way?
Definitely, there's endorsement, there's movies, there's advertisements and stuff like that. There is their own products, merchandise. I think there's a lot of avenues they can make music, but that for selected few. Because definitely corporate will work with specific artists, not all of them. Definitely, the fans will buy they'll buy much, but it depends on your fan base and whether they're supportive towards your music. Or they're just yes men who are just we love you, but they never pull up for shows and stuff like that. I just think there's there's so many avenues for artists to make money. Plus, like, you can just be get a movie gig because just you're an artist. Yeah, so many artists get movie gigs because they're artists, just because you want to be seen, like, on screen and stuff like that. You'll like raise the ratings and stuff.
I see that. But you remember earlier when we were talking, you said that the wealth is when you make money when you sleep.
Yeah.
So as an artist, are those people making money when they sleep? Because it seems to me that if they stop working after a few months, they're back on the streets. Yeah,
every artist will tell you like they're not doing like this music thing alone. Definitely, you're making that money so you can get like capital to start like another business. That's why Calligrapher started like his own galactic kind of like earphones and stuff like that. A lot of businesses here and there. Like, you're just making, using the music thing to get like capital to venture out into different businesses around, whether it's real estate or something else. But like, yeah, you can get capital from music to start other things, and that's the aim. Like, you're using your music to get capital for you to secure your future.
So I think it should be the other way around, where you should get capital that you use on your music, as opposed to using your music to, okay, it can work both ways. If you have like a song that is amazing, maybe that can take everything off. But it's also important to think about the other way around, where you can use capital you get from other ventures to improve the music, because then you don't have to think about how you're going to make money from music. You can just make music because you enjoy it. But I guess we'll just see how things go, right?
Yeah, but I was reading about like how to get your music like on movies, in movies and stuff like that. Because movies speak, like, they pick a specific kind of like sound. So like some artists just do music to be played in movies. Like, even like the way, it's not like some concert kind of music. It's just like the movies, the music you'll hear in movies and stuff like that. So yeah, I think I'm also like trying to, like, even in my EP, in my upcoming EP, I think I'll venture like 1-2 tracks based on that kind of concept.
So this is a guy, so you were just talking about music, movies, music that are made in music that ends up in movies. So this is a Kenyan artist. He's called Jeff Kaale. He has 168,000 monthly listeners, and these are some of the songs that he's made that people really like. You come down here to his bio, you can see he's a Nairobi-based music artist. He has a melodic hip-hop and lo-fi R&B music. So I don't know whether you'll be able to hear this, but let's see. Is anything playing on your side? Hello?
No, it's playing, I don't hear it.
So it's just music and it doesn't have lyrics. It's just like music. It's like chill music. And I listen to a lot of music like this when I'm working as well. Because it's relaxing and it doesn't have lyrics and you just listen to it. Yep. So this is an example of a Kenyan artist who has succeeded like greatly by being featured. He used to make music like this, and then it was featured in a popular YouTuber's music. Like, there's a YouTuber called Casey Neistat who used to have very popular videos, and he used to use sometimes the music from this guy who is from Kenya, and this guy is just a producer and used to make music, and now he's completely blown up. So when you hear his music, he's not trying to chase anything. It's just like he's trying to, you know, explore music as it is. But sometimes you feel like if you're relying on music too much for money, you just end up you know, you're focused on things other than the music itself. So people can tend to hear that. So your music doesn't sound very unique. Sometimes even me, that's something I struggle with. Like, do you pander to people, or do you try to do something interesting and random? Or do you try to be explorative? So first of all, what do you think about this guy, Jeff Kale? Did you know about him?
Nah, I had no idea, but I saw like his photo on a certain like music website, music like platform up on Instagram. He was being featured or something, I remember.
Yeah, that's awesome, right? For a Kenyan artist.
Yeah, that's major. It's major, but like I have a problem with. Okay, is there like a sampling copyright thing where like you don't make money when you sample people's voices and stuff? How those are like he made them originally.
Oh, so not all of his songs have samples. Only some of them do, but yeah, there's a licensing process, and sometimes you can even buy free samples online without any problem. So yeah. You had that sample and you liked it.
Yeah, that sample is fine. I have like so many songs I like with samples. I do love samples so much, especially after watching like Genius from the Kanye documentary. I realized how he changed the whole sampling game and stuff. So I do love sampling. It's amazing. I think it's the best kind of like music you can make, because like you are using like different voices, especially like African songs, which were like were fine back in the day, and then you're sampling it like, to make it like modern. I think that's so cool. Definitely would like to do that, but like I don't even know how to go around the copyright and stuff. But like yeah, I'll just do with what I have basically, because like the beats I get sent that I can use by the producers I work with. They don't have samples, they're just theirs, but like, yeah, I would prefer samples though, because they're so inspiring though, because like if you hear some CGI, just like African stuff, they were really funny. Like, come on, Tony, hey, watch how we do, and then they put some beats on that, oh, that's mad.
And I'm glad to hear that you have this passion for sampling, and that you, in your head, the music that you want to create is a rich sound that is different. But then what you end up putting out, because of the producers that you're working with, is because like you don't like, you basically can't make the beats or do the sampling. You end up, your music ends up sounding a certain way, right? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, definitely. Like, okay. I would say I make so many excuses not to learn how to produce, because like actually I find it really like I like a hefty process. Like it's a really hefty process, because like I did try learning about production and stuff like that, but this guy, it's not as easy as it looks, and it's not like, okay, it's fun, but like it's not like as easy as it looks. Day one you'll have fun, day two, but like after constantly doing it, you'll just be like, okay. Fine, but like yeah, I would love to like make it sound the way it did in my head, but like 90% of the time it ends up sounding like the producer, not like how I expected it in my head. But like though it still sounds fire, so you end up just like doing it as they have like presented to you, but like in your head it sounded like a different way. So that's why I really envy like artists like you know, like you guys produce your own stuff, you guys mix and master your own stuff, so you guys make the sound and you like, you know how the body should look like, how everything should, the details, everything like that. But me, all I have to do is just explain it to the producer. But I am in the process of like still learning on how to produce and master my own stuff, so that I can have like full 100% like the power to direct my music where I want it to sound, how I want it to be like. And that way my fans will be able to connect with me on a different kind of level.
Okay, so let me start of all. Let me first of all start by saying that, you should believe that you can learn anything. That is a, like, if you, once you start believing that you can learn anything, Because you can, like, if you can learn anything that you want to learn, everything is possible. So I like do, never think that something is too difficult. Never think that something is too hard, because there's someone else who's gonna learn it and defeat you. So if you want to succeed in life, you have to learn, and this is the most important skill, learn the skill of learning, so that you're like, I don't know how to write code. I don't know how to produce music. Let me create a process and start doing it slowly by slowly every day. It's the same thing for me. There are things I don't fully understand, but I put in the time every single day to try and learn what those things are. And it doesn't have to be that you sit down for 3 hours and learn something. Learning can happen in 5 minutes. Learning can happen in 10 minutes. You can even think about something, and that can be a form of learning. So when it comes to production and all that, you just have to start very small. Start with making things that don't sound very nice, and then over time you're going to improve. So that's the first thing. And that's going to give you the power as the artist to express yourself even more. So now you can use your voice any way you want to. Like, it's such an enjoyable feeling that it's going to be worth all the effort that you put in. So this is both for if you learn how to produce on your laptop, and if you also learn how to write code, it's such a good feeling to be able to do those things that you're going to be think it's worth it. And I think right now you have all the time in the world. So, and imagine in 1 year, it's possible for you to have learned all these things that you're saying right now are difficult. Like, today is April 16th, 2022. By April 2023, it is possible for you to learn all these things. Is that true or false?
Yeah, it's so true. I basically think, like, okay, in my head I make so many, but I'm learning to, like, because I learned, like, when you feel you're tired, your brain is on like 40% done, like you're fully even there yet. So I'm just learning to always just push myself, because your body does not like change and stuff like that. So basically you need to go an extra mile and learn. Definitely right now I'm finding it difficult, but I'm sure, like, as I progress, definitely, like, next year when I see myself like not as I am today. I would have learned how to produce, whether it's not like perfectly, but at least I'd be a pretty decent producer by then. So I'm just learning, and I'll take your advice, learn like small bits at a time. So, like, because me, I usually sit down like for like 3 to 5 hours, and you end up like finding it's so monotonous. Rather than like learning bit by bit, I think that's way suitable for me, because personally I don't think I have a long concentration span where I can like concentrate for like a long time. So I think I have like I can concentrate like in a short period of time, every couple of or so like hours. So, but like if I keep it like dragging on 5 hours, I probably won't learn anything, because I'll be like super tired.
Yeah, and that's good. Now, and don't feel guilty. That's the other thing sometimes you people can do. They can be like, "Oh, I didn't feel like working, so let me feel bad. Oh, maybe I'm lazy." The answer is not that you're lazy. It's just that you need to even like sometimes you actually get tired and your body gets tired. So you have to think to yourself, "Okay, so I got tired this time. What do I need to do? Do I need to sleep earlier? Okay, I slept earlier. Huh, do I need to set an alarm? Do I need to do this?" So you just start analyzing your life slowly by slowly and then solving those problems. And the first thing, don't put pressure on yourself to feel like you haven't learned. If you've done 5 minutes of work, if you've done even a single amount of work, that's good enough. And but the only condition is that you have to do it every single day without skipping any day. You have to commit yourself to making it a daily habit. A daily habit that today I wrote some code. A daily habit that today I produced a bit of music. Even if I just opened the software and pressed two buttons, I still did something. And if you do that every single day, that's going to propel you to anywhere you want to be next year. You can be a good programmer. You can have a business if you wanted. You can have your own production studio if you wanted, but you just have to make sure that you learn every day. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's actually true. Yeah, and I'll definitely do my best to actually like even like commend myself, because like a lot of artists don't. Because like even the small wins are important to recognize. Don't expect just like the big wins only. The small things, like I'm grateful I got to 2,000 views in my video. I've never actually gotten to 2,000 views. My views roughly get like 300, but now like everything I post ends up like with 1,000 views, with 2,000 views, and that's mind blowing for me. Yeah, so I'm really grateful for the small wins, because I know like it's a process and I'm going through it. That's why guys like Burna Boy and Dave Santan, who we think they've made it, but to them they haven't, because they're still working, they're still dishing out music, because you're never truly there. It's just a process, you keep going. So like you can't say you made it, because like Calligraph has made it, but he hasn't stopped music. He's still dishing out music, because like it's a process, you need to keep going every day. Yes, it will get better. You will get better as an individual. You get better as an artist. You get better financially, but that is not doesn't mean you've made it. Just means like you're still in the process, but you're at a better place than you were when you started off. So basically, that's my motivation and stuff like that. Just keep pushing, and yeah, things will work out.
Awesome, yeah, and congratulations on the 2,000 views, because sometimes we forget that 2,000 people is still a lot of people, and you can sometimes you're comparing ourselves with artists who are getting millions and millions of views and things like that. But if you come from zero, 1,000 or 2,000 is a lot, and that shows growth because it's moving up as well. So first of all, that's amazing that you're growing, and I'm happy about that. And second, yeah, be proud of yourself and be like, at least I did something, and don't feel like you need to work for 3 hours to make it count. And also mix things up. So take your different interests and then do this one for, if you want to do this one for 10 minutes, do this one for 20 minutes, and then come up with a plan basically for how you're going to be doing. But you can also mix things up. You don't need to do the same thing for hours and hours, and that can make you even more productive. So yeah, as we're wrapping up, tell me about this, tell me about your next album, what you're planning. Do you have any idea what it's going to be yet, or what's up with that?
Yo, so it's actually gonna be an EP, and it's gonna be mad. I will definitely put some drill sounds in there. I'm definitely gonna do some African sounds in there. I wanted to call it range, because I wanted to show guys my range in terms of music. Because most people just take me as a driller, but I started off as a hip hop artist with bars. I used to drop bars, and I still drop bars, but like doing drill. But drill is minimal, because it's mostly just like rhyming words and stuff like that. But like I want to show guys what I can really do. So in my upcoming EP, I want to put a lot of different aspects, where like your mom, your dad, your uncle, your sister, your kid brother, your favorite cousin, they can all jam to this EP, because like it will have everything for everyone. That's why I think I'm gonna call it Range. I'm still not sure about the name yet, but like around three songs are done on it. We have like around eight to seven songs. So basically, just to show you my range. Yeah, definitely gonna work with the different producers. I really want this guy. This guy, a friend of mine called Dre Nyox. He's one of like the best the guy who mixes and masters my music. He mixed and mastered Lewandowski. This guy did an amazing job. I think I'm actually like gonna be working with him for a very long time. Otherwise, like yeah, I'll be singing up there. I'll be rapping. I'll just be like doing the most, show you guys like what I can actually do in terms of music, musicality and stuff like that. And I really want to like push the envelope this time. Make it as professional as I possibly can in terms of like putting it on platforms, like in every plat, including like Instagram and stuff like that, because mostly I post it like on SoundCloud only and Spotify. But now I want to push the envelope, make it available to more platforms and stuff like that, even invest in terms of finances and stuff like that. Visuals would be top notch, because I've decided like I'm not going to be doing like mediocre stuff. I'd rather not release than release something that's mediocre, which I think a lot of artists do. Because like even me when I was starting off, I was like, hey, maybe it's just the audio. The audio is fire. Like the audio is fire. So like me, as long as the visual is there, I mean, I think guys are gonna bump to the music. But like you need to make sure everything you do is actually the quality, and because quality gets you paid. Quality gets you paid. You can't do some shoddy thing and expect to get money. So make sure you push the envelope, invest in your music and stuff like that. So it's what I'm going to push for, especially in this coming project. And then, I'll just wait for the fruits after that.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. You've mentioned the idea of wanting to show your range, and you just want to show people that you're talented and that they should notice you, and that you can you have a variety of talent that you can offer. And you also mentioned that Kanye has influenced you a bit. Kanye has also influenced me, and also Drake, because these are artists who mix rapping and singing. And that's something that's possible. So I was wondering, have they had an influence on you, or what kind of artists are inspiring you?
To be quite honest, Kanye started influencing me like after I watched Genius, man. I saw his struggle, man. This guy was entering into rooms, begging people to play music. It's like the same thing I'm doing now. It's like I'm begging people to just listen to me. Like, I have talent. Listen to me, please. Listen to me. And they were okay. They were jamming to his music, but like they weren't actually paying him any mind until he started. Like, he came and took it. He didn't give up. I saw him. Like, wow, that documentary is just like what every rapper needs before waking up in the morning and going to work. That thing was so inspiring. Definitely listening to a lot of like Calligraph as well, seeing his story, King Kaka. Just shows you that you feel like you are the one who, like, you see, like, in your point of view, but all these other rappers you see, like, who have made it, they came from even worse places than you and stuff like that. So it just gives you motivation to just keep pushing, because if you know you're talented, you're talented. I can imagine how many dope rappers haven't even been heard yet because they gave up and went to a 9-to-5. Or they went to do something else. But like the other ones who kept doing it and stuff like that. So I just kept on the consistency. That's why I'm even even pushing myself to even put some targets in terms of releases. Because I want to be putting targets on releases. Like be consistent in my music, be consistent with visuals and stuff like that. So that I can even be pushing myself to, yeah, just be consistent and chase my dreams, yeah. But then also, like, something I've realized is, like, also, like, your mental health is really important. That's why I really just, these days I'm not even on social media that much. I'll post something and then I'll just go off the whole day and write songs and just be myself and trying to just take walks. I realize it helps a lot because I'm not even keeping tabs on what other people in my age brackets are doing, because sometimes you feel like you're comparing yourself to them, and I don't like doing that. Yes, you're doing that unconsciously, but I really do like think you should have a time where, like, you're away from like social media and cell phones and stuff like that. Take a walk, or like just be off the network and stuff like that, because it really helps. It has really helped me personally in terms of like my confidence in my music, in what I do. I'm no longer needy, dependent on what people want, like stuff like that. I just want to focus on my music, and I've seen it even in my writing, it's getting better. So yeah, I can't wait to show you guys what I've made the industry, and blow you guys' minds off.
Okay, so you've talked about a lot of things there. I want to mention one thing which you've mentioned about Kanye, which I'm not sure that a lot of artists understood when they watched that documentary. It looks like the story is a story about a young guy who is struggling and he's trying to make it in the industry, and he has committed himself to music and he's going to succeed no matter what, and no one is paying attention to him. And then he ends up releasing this album and he ends up succeeding. But there's a small part in one of the episodes where Kanye West says, "If I break, I still eat." So he said, and that means if I fail, like if this album fails, if what I'm trying fails, I'm still going to eat, basically. So what he was trying to say was that he has a backup plan. And a lot of artists, if they miss that part, they can think that because Kanye West did it, I'm going to do it. But Kanye West did it knowing that if he breaks, he's still going to eat. So that's something I have to make clear, that I still believe in having multiple sources of income and chasing multiple dreams at the same time, and not committing yourself to one thing, because life is beautiful and there's many things to explore. He also talked about social media, and that's something I completely agree with. I actually uninstall Instagram from my phone. I only install Instagram when I want to post, which is rarely. And then I completely, it's never on my phone, basically. So I think you can also try that. If you like.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like, okay, it's going to be inconvenient for me because like in terms of if I like uninstall it, but I just freeze it. I put it like in a freezer. There's a kind of like an app where you can freeze apps where like they don't show unless you actually need them. So when you need them, you just go to the freezer and you unfreeze them and after they come back. That's what I do because like downloading them like consume more time and stuff like that. Yeah, so I just freeze mine.
Okay, so Basi. So, what did you think about this discussion? We're going to put this up as a podcast as well, so people can hear this interview and they can learn more about you. And yeah, what did you think so far about this convo?
Yeah, I think it's fire. I think I've learned a lot. Like, okay, some aspects. Okay, I came here basically, but I've left learning something, which is a good thing. If you enter somewhere and you leave there when you haven't learned anything, that was pointless, waste of your time. But I feel like I've learned something. I feel like I can take a few pointers that you've shared and use it and implement it in my routines in my life. Yeah, I didn't hear the part where Kanye said that he's still gonna eat part. Now that you've told me, now I know that basically he had a backup plan, so he didn't just go in blindly and stuff like that. Yeah, super excited. I'll even like share the podcast and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been great. I appreciate you for coming up with this platform where artists can share. I still do want to talk to you like about the platforms though, because like remember the poster said EP albums and LP.
Yes, actually, thank you so much for bringing that up. I had actually written it down here, so I had almost forgotten to bring it up. So tell me about that.
Yeah, first of all, I don't even know what an LP. What's an LP?
Okay, so that's the funny thing, because you mentioned this earlier. You brought this up earlier, and you said you're making an EP. So I wanted to ask you, what's an EP to you? Versus why are you calling it an EP? Why are you not calling it an album?
I'm calling it an EP because I think albums are for like successful people.
Really? You feel like I'm not successful enough yet to call this an album?
No, I'm not even there yet. From call it an album and then you're just like that.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, let me tell you about my strategy. I think first of all, we can get into the technical definitions, but I think these definitions are made up. And so me, when I release something, I call everything that I make an album. Just to simplify things, it's not a big deal. Whatever it is, it is. So it's you're always making an album, so that you get used to making an album. And also, you don't need a debut album. You don't need an EP or an LP. You just need to make a body of work that people are going to enjoy, and what it's called doesn't matter. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I hear you, but that takes a lot of confidence, man.
Do it. Like, that's the confidence you need to succeed. That's the confidence you need to succeed.
Yeah, but fine. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm releasing an album, not an EP. Let it be stated. Yeah, I'm releasing an album. It's an EP. Album. I don't even know. I'm going to be doing albums.
Exactly. So be that confident. Be like, everything I do is an album. I don't care. I'm going to put in quality. I'm going to put in work. And then later, maybe later you get a record deal. And then that's when you change the definition. And then that's when you start saying, now I'm starting to make albums. Now you call it an album. And you say that the previous work were EPs or something like that.
I hear you.
So, but yeah, there's technical definitions. Let me talk about them. So there's EP. It contains more tracks than a single, but fewer albums than an album or an LP record. And EP stands for EP. What is an EP? An album. An EP stands for extended play, and it is merely a short album. So let me look up LP. LP stands for long play, which is a full length album. Exactly. So I think an LP is like a short version of an album. Sorry, an EP is a short version of an album. An album is a full length LP. Length, what's this? Extended play versus long play. That's what the difference is. What do you think about that?
I think they're the same things. I don't even see the difference, honestly.
They're just saying an EP is a shorter version of an album.
Yeah, I usually think it's a. I usually think like it's a big deal what you name your whether it's an EPM. It's gonna be a big deal. Like, it's gonna be like that's not an EP, that's an album. That's not an album. That's an LP.
No, yeah. So just make good music. Don't worry about what you call it. Yeah, like call it an album, call it whatever you want to call it. But the point is, make the music fire. And people are gonna love it. And it's not gonna matter what it's called.